It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome, everyone. You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brendan Prof and Kirk Kilman back in studio. We're live down here from Wakefield, Kansas, host school of the Class 1A Division II Substate Championship here on the boys' and girls' side. The Lynn Bulldogs taking on the Axel Eagles tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll have the Hanover and Axel girls, but again, our boys' matchup here starting first. We have the Lynn Bulldogs, the Class 1A Division II team, the fifth seed coming into the substate in the side of the bracket. And the Axel Eagles, they are the number one ranked team in Class 1A Division II, and they are the number one seed in this bracket. Hanover, they are on the other side of the bracket. They are playing later on after this matchup, but they will take on Blue Valley Randolph. So how awesome is that, having four Twin Valley League schools represented here on the boys' side, all with a real opportunity for two of our teams to make it to state from the Twin Valley League. And, of course, two of our aerial coverage teams with the Axel Eagle boys and girls. But, as I mentioned, we got boys coverage here coming up in about 10 minutes here for tip-off. Let's give you a little pregame note action here for this Lynn Bulldogs team. First time we've covered him here on 92.1 KMZA. 13-11 overall this season, 4-6 throughout the Twin Valley League, averaging 53 points a game this season. Led by head coach Bennett Bardsill in his second season, assisted by Chad Hiltgen. Lynn last year, they went 10-13. They finished with a 5-6 overall record in the Twin Valley League. They played 7th at the Twin Valley League tournament last season with a 50-39 win over Donovan West. This year, they went 1-2 throughout the Twin Valley League tournament, heading right back to that 7th place placement, which they would lose to Centralia, 56-43, going 1-2 in the TBL tournament again. However, you look back to last season, they were 9-7 at one point, Lynn was, before they'd lose their last five straight games of the season before entering the substate tournament. They'd win the quarterfinal action over Spring Center, 73-36. Then they would fall in the following rounds. Well, who else? It's the Axel Eagles, 65-41, which Axel would wind up going 3-0 against Lynn last year. And you look at earlier this year, a piece of the pie for Axel, they came away with the victory 69-36. Over Lynn. In fact, Axel has won 10-plus games here against Lynn, dating back to 2020, with the last time Lynn capturing a win over this Axel Eagles team being December 15th of 2020, 42-41. So it's been nearly 6 years here since this Lynn team has beaten Axel, and what primed opportunity better could be asked for than the opportunity right now here for Lynn, where not only do they have a chance to upset Axel's team, but also make it to the state tournament for the first time since 1985. 41 years ago for Lynn, that year they won the Class 2A tournament, a year that Lynn here brings three starters into the program and six letter winners. Now, talking about the Axel team, we've talked about them plenty this year. We've got lots of coverage here for them. Of course, appreciate our sponsors here as well for it. Axel 24-1 on this season, 10-0 throughout the Twin Valley League. Back-to-back consecutive Twin Valley League champions with the perfect record. At one point, they had a 35-game winning streak going from last season to this year. It was snapped in the TBL championship game against Hanover, 75-48. But since then, Axel has won 10-plus games, 10 games straight, plus the bye, which they got here in the quarterfinal round of the substate, and then they would go on to beat in the semifinal Pike Valley by 76 points, 90-14. So to say Axel has not been on a tear this season, it's understatement. They have been on an incredible journey this year. They've lost a lot of great players from last year. Brandon Schmesley, Eli Brockstrom. They lost 5-letter winners, but they returned 10-letter winners and 4 starters. And I'll tell you what, this is a packed and loaded team. Logan Sandman, Colin Shaughnessy, a 2-1 punch combo, the star of the shows with a great supporting cast. featuring Landon Schmidt, Joe Liebarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Bill Liebarger, Lucas Talbot, Clayton Hyman, and just some other names you can kind of go down the list there as well for Axel. So this is a top-notch unit. This is a well-gelled team that has played together well this year. Shaughnessy, he's missed a couple of games with some ankle issues, but overall he's played in nearly every single game this season. Logan Sandman, though, he's only played in 17 games this year. He was out after the winter break, and he didn't come back fully until the TBL championship game against Hanover when he got some more reps, and then he got his first start against Donaldson West, which was the follow-up game against Hanover, which he would help the team to the victory 61-40. Shaughnessy actually did not play that game, but that's just one of the few games that Shaughnessy has really missed, quote-unquote, this season, though he was available in that game if need be. Real quick, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you some starters, some more pregame notes. Again, upcoming Euro Class 1A Division 2 Substate Championship game here on 92.1 KMZA. It's the Lynn Bulldogs taking on the Axel Eagles.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Kansaland Radio.
Minutes away from tip-off here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network for our Class 1A Division 2 Substate Championship here between the number 5-seeded Lynn Bulldogs taking on the Axel Eagles, the ranked number 1 team of this tournament and the ranked number 1 team here of the state in Class 1A Division 2. Let's go on here with these starters for tonight's action, starting off with the lower-seeded team here at the Lynn Bulldogs, head coach by Bennett Bartdill in his second season. He went 10-13 his first year as head coach. Here he's picked up 13 wins in his second year. He's 23-24 in his two-year tenure so far and looking to get the Lynn team their first trip to state since 1985. But for the starters here for Lynn, Noah Thalman, a 6'5" senior center. For last year, averaged 6 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. He was the only returning starter this year who has 4 years of varsity experience, including this season. Averages 8.8 points per game this year, 8.6 rebounds a game, having 221 points scored and 215 rebounds. Also leads the team with 46 blocks and 1.8 per game. Gabe Turk, a 6'3" senior guard, who last year averaged 4 points a game. This year he's averaging 11.1 points per game, 4.6 rebounds a game. He has a couple of notable performances this season, with a 20-point game against Centralia and two 19-point games against Rock Hills and Washington County. Zach Hilgen, a 6'3" senior guard who averaged 6 points a game last season. He's up that average here to 11.3 points a game this year, averaging 3.3 rebounds a game. Grayson Oldie, a 5'11" junior guard who leads the team in steals and assists with 3.2 steals per game and 2.1 assists per game with 9.9 points per contest. Dylan Oldie, so we're finding out the lineup, the 5'11" senior forward who is the lone returning forward who averaged 3 points a game last season. He's averaging just under that, but 2.6 points a game this year and 3 rebounds a game. So again, for Lynn, it's Noah Thalman, Gabe Turk, Zach Hilton, Grayson Oldie, and Dylan Oldie. Now here for the number one seed and number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2, Axel Eagles, led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season, his 17th overall year as a head coach. He's got well over 160 wins in his tenure. Back-to-back TBL champions, and again, here's their starting lineup. Landon Schmidt, the 5'10" senior guard, winner-winner, returner from last season. He averaged 7.1 points per game, 3.3 rebounds per game. He's a strong motor and terrific rebounder for a two-year experienced varsity player. Joe Weibarger, a 5'10" junior guard, a letter winner who last year averaged 1.5 points a game and is upping that up to 8.3 points a game this season. Wyatt Detweiler, a 5'10" junior guard, a letter winner with great passing and vision who has returned this season. Of course, the quarterback from the football year, but here on the basketball court, a point guard is averaging 8.7 points a game and 5 rebounds a game. Colin Shaughnessy, the star of the show at 6'2", a senior guard. An All-State alma mention from last year, a first-team TVL returner and a letter winner as well. He's got over 1,000 career points and is chasing 1,500 by the time he is done, all being said. And then also to finish out the lineup, Logan Sandman, a 6'6" junior forward, also an All-State alma mention and a second-team Twin Valley League returner from last year, who averages 13.9 points per game and averages about 6.5 rebounds a game. Logan Sandman is right behind Colin Shaughnessy with 237 points on the season and 111 rebounds this year, while Shaughnessy leads the show with 512 points. I mean, that's just impressive to score over 200 points in a season. Colin Shaughnessy has scored well over 500. He's looking to chase over 1,500 by this season, said and done, and looking to finish as back-to-back consecutive Class 1A Division II champions. Last year, for anyone who doesn't know, we were down at Colby, Kansas. This year it's at Emporia, the state ticket will bring you to. But for Axel, last year it was their first state title since 2013 and second overall in program history. They did it with at an impressive 24-1. This year, well, their overall is already 24-1. So right now they're trying to one-up their most wins in a single season. If they get the win tonight, they would again break that record yet again for a third consecutive year. What Jason Tynan has been doing with this Axel program is historical, and it will definitely be unforgettable. Definitely won't be forgettable on the side for Axel. So again, one more time here for Axel starters. It's Landon Schmitz, Joe Leiberger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Logan Sandman. One time through more for Lynn. It's Noah Thalman, Gabe Turk, Zach Hilton, Grayson Oldie, and Dylan Oldie. Lynn Bulldogs are in the all-black unis, white numerals with the golden trim. And for the Axel Eagles, it's the all-white uniforms with the blue numerals with the red and blue trim. Both teams getting ready to take here the floor, but of course here first, they're going to get on the way with the national anthem in just a moment. Again, as a reminder, this is our first matchup here down at Wakefield. Tomorrow we'll have Hanover and Axel at 5 o'clock, but on the girls' side, but here our boys' matchup for the Class 1A Division II Sub-State Championship. It's number 5, Steen Lynn, taking on the Axel Eagles, the number one ranked team in the state and the number one seed here this tournament. All right, we'll step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll be back for our Sub-State Championship boys' game here on 92.1 KMZA after the playing of the national anthem.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen. As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Tip-off is won here by Axel in the Class 1A Division 2 Sub-State Championship. We're on the way, 4 quarters, 32 minutes of basketball action, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Lynn versus Axel, Class 1A Division 2 Sub-State Championship. Axel here starts off with the opening possession. Leibarger in the far corner. He drains the three to begin this game here for the Axel Eagles. Joe Leibarger, 29 of 109 on this season outside the arc. Lynn takes this one down the floor. Past half court, it's Gabe Turk. He drives down the aisle. He is blocked by Logan Sandman. An immediate foul to follow against the Lynn Bulldogs. Already a 3-0 start for Axel, 42 seconds into the opening quarter. Foul was on Noah Thalman, his first personal, team's first here for Lynn. Axel back in control. Wide that wider passes to his right. Schmidt, Joe Leibarger back left to the top high out seam. Detweiler at the half-court logo. Now he goes left to Schmidt. Back to Detweiler at the top of the arc. He looks to his left. He zips it that way. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt calls for a man. He passes back right to Detweiler. Just working around the three-point line. No shot clock here. Shot clock only available for classes 6 to 4A this season. Here's Leibarger on another three. Closer from the right seam. It misses. But rebounded by Wyatt Detweiler. Underneath, he gets the assist as he dips it off to Logan Sandman for two. Axel up 5-0, 6:30 to go in the opening quarter. Down the floor, Thalman trying to make a response. He's not able to stir the paint. Sandman gets his first board. This is the 112th of the season. Landon Schmidt on the short corner now works back up to the top of the three-point line to Wyatt Detweiler, the 5'10 junior point guard, winner from last year, quarterback of the team this year during the football season. Schmidt down the far corner. Leibarger underneath, one dribble drop, couldn't get it to go in. Sandman, though, on the recovery, he puts it in. Sandman already 4 points, two boards here in this first quarter. And a timeout called here early by head coach Bennett Barksdale in his second season for Lynn. We'll take a timeout here as well. 5:54 to go in the opening quarter. Axel's up on a sharp 7-0 here for Lynn on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Axel paired up in a man-to-man pressure here, full court. Lynn trying to get it past the pressure. 7-0 our score. Axel over Lynn. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter. Lynn having just used their first timeout of the game. Lynn has it on the left wing with Zach Hilgen, the 6'3" senior guard. There were 6 points a game last year. This year he's averaging 11 points a game. It's passed inside the paint. Here trying to get some work in is Gabe Kirk. He draws the foul on Logan Sandman. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Sandman picking up his first personal. Oh, excuse me. Actually, this one is going to be against Landon Schmidt. Sandman was just in the area. But here, the first free throw on the way and off the front of the rim on a bounce for Gabe Turk. Turk this season, he is 47 of 97 at the charity stripe, shooting a tad under 50%. His next free throw is on the way. It's a nice backspin, but it's off the front rim again. And Sandman trying to make the recovery on the rebound. And they're going to call a kick as it bounced off of his foot. And the possession will be owned here by the Lynn Bulldogs. So Lynn get it back after Gabe Turk goes 0 for 2 at the charity stripe. Throwing it in on the baseline, left side of the glass is Zach Hilgen. He's looking to his right. He'll go dead in front at the right elbow to Salmon. He spins around, floats it to the basket, off the floater, misses. Sandman tries to make the rebound. It's unjammed from his fingertips and in the hands of Joe Liebarger for the board. Sandman on the right seam. Back right to Detweiler. Bounce back to Sandman. Back to Detweiler. Right corner. He'll step into his three, and he'll hit nothing but net. Axel, 2 for 3 outside the arc here. In the opening quarter, up 10, Neal over Lynn. 5 minutes to go here in the first. Down the floor. Lynn with it. Gabe Turk, the high out. Top left seam. He's looking to his right now. He'll go that way. Opposite wing. To Oldie. Oldie inside pass and using the window to clean for the first point for Lynn is Grayson Oldie, the 5'11 junior guard. Lynn now only down 8 with 4:36 to go in this first quarter. Left seam pass to Liebarger, now to Detweiler. He resets at the top of the 3-point line. He'll work it right to Schmidt. Schmidt's inside look to Sandman. He turns around on the near block, tries to fight his way through two defenders, and they're going to call a travel on Logan Sandman. First turnover for the Axel Eagles. Lynn takes over, again battling this man-to-man full-court pressure by Axel. They get it into Grayson Oldie. He skips it back left to Hilgen. Hilgen, Turk, down the floor, one-on-one against Liebarger. He's got to spin at half-court. He flies it right, down the right wing. Oldie drives in, kicks out to Dillon. Resets the top 3-point line to Salmon. He hands it off to his right to Oldie. Zips right to Dillon Oldie. Back left, Salmon. Left seam. Grayson Oldie. Now set up for a 3-pointer on the right seam. Up, missed by Hilgen. Rebounded by Joe Liebarger. Lynn missing their first three attempts of the game. Schmidt drives in the aisle. Kicks out to his right. Detweiler pump fakes. Works it left. Now back to Detweiler on the right seam. He returns up to the top of the 3-point line. He goes inside to Schmidt, to Liebarger, who's fouled underneath the paint. Well, excuse me here. There is a turnover on Axel, so it's given here to Lynn. Thought there was a foul call. 3:32 left to go here in the opening quarter. 10-2. Axel over Lynn by 8. Lynn works with it. Right to left, down your dial. Down the floor, Grayson Oldie here at the charity stripe. Nearly loses the ball. Kicked back out on the right corner. Missed by Hilton on a deep three. It's rebounded by Detweiler down the floor. Axel works with it. Sandman underneath. And the mountain hangs off the avalanche. Logan Sandman with a big time dunk. Down the floor. Sandman tries to get a steal. Now it's Colin Shaughnessy who picks it up. First time calling his name. Here he goes right off the glass. Axel just like that. A 4-point run with some style. I'll give it a 10 out of 10. Axel now up by 12, 14-2 over Lynn with 2:54 to go in the opening quarter. Full timeout taken by Lynn, their second of the game. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Land having used their second timeout here of the game. Land with the ball, inbound play, baseline set, right under the glass. Gabe Turk, he throws in right in front, left elbow, Thalman. He spins around to the block, and he loses the ball for a turnover. Leibarger's got the steal. Land, their third turnover of the game. And a foul to follow afterwards on Gabe Turk, his first personal, team second against Land. 2:31 here to go in the opening quarter. 14-2. Axel over Lynn by 12. Detweiler, Schmitz on the left wing. Axel's team is averaging 71.2 points per game, allowing an average of 41.7. Leibarger drives right lane. He's in for two. Leibarger, 5 points here in the opening quarter with 4 rebounds and a steal. He's on a tough early going here as a junior. 16-2. Early deficit for Lynn to handle. They get a pass half court with Oldie. Oldie looks to his right. Dylan Oldie picks it up. Dylan, he looks left. High pass. Worked around the high out. Left seam, Salmon. He'll work it opposite side now. A pass to Hilchin. Hilchin leans his shoulder into his right. Passes right to Dylan Oldie. On the corner, he passes out behind him. Hilchin on a three. He misses it. Down the floor, Shaughnessy with it. Leibarger, Detweiler. Now Leibarger set up for another three. His third attempt of the game. He misses. Axel now 2 of 4 outside the arc. Rebound picked up by Grayson Oldie. He's at half court. He throws it to his right to Hilgen. Still, only points of this game is by Grayson Oldie, the 5'11 junior. And that was over 2 minutes ago here for Lynn. They're down 14 points with 1:16 to go in this opening quarter. A hot start here for this Axel team. Underneath look in the interior for Gabe Turk, and he finishes for two. Gabe Turk, the senior, averages 11.1 points per game. Lynn, they have 4 scorers this year who have over 220 points underneath the basket. Logan Sandman now making some work inside the paint for Axel. 8 points now on the quarter for him. Lynn down the floor quickly, losing the ball at half court. We have a scruffle on the Lynn bench as a bunch of players slide into it for the ball. 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 18-4, Axel over Lynn. Lynn has it, throwing it in is Zach Hilton on the far sideline. Substitution in for Axel, it's Bill Leibarger. That's actually the first substitution of the game here for either team, as both teams make their first substitutions. With Lynn bringing in Brigham Hansen, the 5'11 senior. Both these teams have pretty good depth too, but they've been rocking the starting lineup for nearly all 8 minutes. Is this first quarter. Lynn with it here. Turk, past the timeline. He goes left to Hansen, the 5'11 senior. Hansen has it on the left seam. He looks to his right, lunges that way, passes it straight to Turk. 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass inside, and finishing for two is Grayson Holdy. He's got 2 field goals in this opening quarter. 18-6. Axel over Lynn, 15 seconds to go. Leibarger with it. Dribbles up to the top of the arc. He swings it left to Detweiler. Back right. Still Leibarger. 6 seconds to go. Schmidt, he looks inside. Bill pump fakes. He's blocked with 1 second to go. by Noah Salmon, who leaves this team with 47 blocks on the season now to end the first quarter. But Lynn still down here exiting the first quarter, 18-6. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter the second quarter here in I-2.1. KMZA Boys Class 1A Division 2 Substate Championship. The second quarter begins with a clearing of the glass by Logan Sandman. Axel now here with it. Their first possession this second quarter. Colin Shaughnessy, left-hand floater, misses off the basket, but Logan Sandman puts it in for two. Axel 20, Lynn 6, 7:33 to go in the second quarter. Down the floor, working with it, Grayson Oldie. He's got 4 out of 6 points here for Lynn this game. He averages 9.9 points a game this season. 242 points scored this year. Oldie's holding it on the right wing here. He'll dribble up. Slow push to his left side. Now he'll zip it left to Salmon. Salmon looking to his left to Hiljin. Worked all the way around the three-point line to the corner. Now stepping up on the wing for a three is Cash Dunkel. And that's all but cash money for the three for Lynn. They went 0 of 3 in the first quarter. Now they hit their first three to begin the second. Here's Detweiler response from the key. He misses off the heel, clearing the glass. Salmon. Lynn take it down the floor. Now went down 11. Left wing. Turk. Swinging the ball. Underneath him, and now he'll go right. Now back to left to Turk. Turk looking to his right. Fires it that way to Oldie. He drives inside, cuts it from the elbow, looks back right. Reversal underneath by Salmon, and he's fouled. It will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Noah Salmon, a 6'5 senior center, who again, as I mentioned in the pregame, the only 4-year returning starter this season, who has played every single year here as a starter since his freshman season. His first free throw is a high rainbow shot, but it finds the pot of gold. Noah Salmon, his first points of the game. He's got 222 points this year, averaging 8.8 points a game. At the charity strike, he's 48 of 75. Here's his next free throw. It takes a slow roll off the top. He goes 1 of 2. And none other than Logan Sandman gets his second board of the quarter and his fourth board of the half. Detweiler. At the timeline, he looks to his right, passes that way. Sandman, he returns it left. Liebarger, Detweiler, bounce pass inside, pump fake. Sandman finishes for two. And the referees are going to talk this one out. Officials talking on the far side. And they are going to get a foul on the floor, it looks like. And they will. The foul is called on the floor against Lynn. It's the first personal foul against Salmon. Second foul of the second quarter against Lynn. Axel will throw it in with Shaughnessy under the glass right side. He throws to the wing. Schmidt, Liebarger, Detweiler, Schmidt on the high out, top of the arc. Looks to his left, zip it that way to Detweiler, Schmidt, Liebarger, right wing, now to the elbow, short corner, Sandman. Shaughnessy on the right seam. Here's a three. It's off the front rim. Rebounded by Schmidt. And a foul called against Lynn. Nice also by Landon Schmidt. First board of the game. He averages 3.3 rebounds a contest. Axel, another inbound play here. Inbound for Colin Shaughnessy. Axel running a box set. Liebarger and Detweiler on the low post, and on the high post, Landon Schmitz and Logan Sandman. Shaughnessy looks to his left, fires that way. A nice whole high point for Sandman, but he couldn't finish a foot from the basket. Rebound by Hiljan. Down the floor, Lynn works it. Past half court. Now to the right to Marino. Marino in for the first time here for Lynn, the 5'10 junior guard for the Bulldogs. Alex Marino passes off to his right, fires it to Cash Stunkel. Stunkel to Hiljan. To the right side, back to Marino. He drives inside, right elbow, floats it, 4 foot from the basket, a couple bounces off the back heel and finds its way in. Marino, right off the bench, he makes quick work. He only has 28 points here in the season, averaging 1.3 points a game. They are a massive field goal for Lynn. Now only down by 8 with 5:12 to go in the first half. Liebarger, Detweiler. On the left wing. He works it up to his right. He'll go left. Shaughnessy into Sandman. At the block, opposite side. It's stolen away like any from a baby. Cash Stunkel with the takeaway. Down the floor, setting up for a three. Left wing, Hiljan misses. And a foul called at the very end against Lynn. Lynn, 1-5 outside the arc here in the first half. Foul is going to come against Dylan Emke. His first personal of the game. Dylan Emke, a 6'2" sophomore forward, who's in for the first time here for the Lynn Bulldogs. Third team foul for Lynn as well. Schmidt, Detweiler at the top of the arc. He'll work left, passing to Liebarger. Shaughnessy, Liebarger inside the paint. Bounce pass to his teammate. Ball's being scrapped for on the ground. And they're going to get a turnover on Axel. Both teams. Four turnovers here in the first half. Substitution in for Lynn. Marino will come off after scoring his first bucket. And coming in for him will be Gabe Turk. He's got a bucket of as well and is 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Lynn working right to left, down your dial in the all-black unis, white numerals and gold trim. Down the floor, Stunkel, one-on-one on Colin Shaughnessy, stuck in the near sideline. He works it in to Emke. Down the far corner, short corner, jumper. Upper Hiljan missed, and a tie-up under the glass. Logan Sandman and Grayson Oldie, the shoestrings, and Axel will take over off the arrow. 4:12 to go in the opening half, 20-12. Axel over Lynn. It was 18-6 at the end of the first quarter, so Lynn has outscored Axel 6-2 here. 4 minutes into the second quarter. Shaughnessy drives baseline. He's fouled and will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Yeah, that's one thing we just really haven't looked at yet, Axel. They have been fairly quiet here, especially in the last 3 minutes in this quarter. Lynn's defense is starting to sharpen up. Colin Shaughnessy at the charity stripe. His first free throw is pure as silk. Colin Shaughnessy this season, 68 of 81 at the free throw line, shooting over 80%. He's got 515 points scored on the year. His second free throw is off to the right of the rim. And rebounded by Emke. Lynn down the floor. Far side of the perimeter. Stunkel. He works up to the top of the arc. Passes left to Oldie. Oldie, he returns it right to Stunkel. Back left. Hiljan driving inside the key. Close to the right elbow. Bounce pass back out. Here's Grayson Oldie who drives in left side. Misses the layup. And it's rebounded by Liebarger for his third board of the game. Liebarger left seam. Detweiler at the top of the arc. He looks right, zips it to Shaughnessy. Inside look, Sandman, who's already got 10 points here in the first half. Kicks back out. Liebarger a three. It's off the left of the window and rebounded by Gabe Turk. Axel is now 2-5 outside the three-point line. Here in the first half, foul called on Axel as Gabe Turk draws the foul. That'll come on Wyatt Detweiler, his first personal in the game. Second. Lynn, they have 14 fouls with 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. 21-12. Axel over Lynn by 9. On the near sideline, Stunkel, he throws it in off the inbound to Thalbin at the left seam. He goes opposite to the right to Turk. Turk. He veers to his right inside the arc, and they call him on a travel. Fifth throw of the game for Lynn. Since Lynn used their last timeout with 2:54 to go in the first quarter. It was 14-2. Since that point, Axel's only scored 7, and Lynn has scored 10. Landon Schmitz with the ball past half court. He's looking to his right, dips it that way to Sandman. Stares to his left, finds it inside. Liebarger, he is fouled and will go up and shoot 2. At the charity stripe, Joe Liebarger, a 5'10" junior guard, letter winner from last season, leader in assists and steals this year. Nearly 4 assists per game and over 3 steals a game. Joe Liebarger here. His first free throw is beautiful through the basket. Joe Liebarger, 6 points in the first half, 3 rebounds. He got 206 points scored in the season. Trying to go 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. His second one is beautifully weaved through the basket. He goes 2 for 2 at the line. First one here tonight to go 2 for 2. He's now 30 of 50 on the season at the charity stripe. Lynn works it back in again. Still handling a full court man-to-man pressure by Axel. Off the dribble by Sunkel. He gets it past half court against Clayton Heinen. Heinen is coming here for Axel. 5'10" junior letter winner. Returner from last season. Onto the glass. Lynn works it. And the bucket for Gabe Thur. He's now got 4 points in the first half. Clayton Heinen, left wing. Bounce pass inside. Logan Sandman, no hesitation. No breathing. Cuts it in. For 2, Sandman now 12 points in the first half, 4 rebounds. He is a master inside the paint. Lynn working with it, left corner. Sunkel, he's trapped by Detweiler. He passes to his right. There's a collision at half court between 2 Bulldogs. 2 dogs run into each other. It causes a travel and a turnover for Lynn. 2 minutes, 6 seconds to go in this second quarter. Speaking of which, here, the next upcoming matchup, won't have it here on radio, but it's Blue Valley and Hanover coming up as Blue Valley has now arrived in the building. Hanover to soon follow as winner of that game will also head to state. Winner of this game will as well. Axel drives the baseline and a charge foul called on Joel Liebarger. His first personal. Fifth turnover for Axel. 1:55 to go in the second quarter, 25-14, Axel over Lynn. By 11, Lynn has it. Hiljen throwing it in sharply in front to Oldie. Down the floor. Here's a fast break for reversal 2. Noah Thalman greatly executed by Lynn Bulldogs. That's probably the best fast break they've pulled all night long here against Axel. Lynn, they're in a 2-3 zone, but Logan Sandman snaps it in half with an easy breaker for 2 inside. He's got 8 points in the first quarter, 6 here in the second, with 1:30 to go. And Lynn down the floor, they lose the ball out of bounds. So Lynn, they're starting to speed themselves up. They're noticing this fast break is starting to get some good penetration against Axel. But that time, they worked just a little too quick. Now Axel takes over. Up by 11 here. Right wing, Wyatt Detweiler. 80 seconds to go in the first half. Shaughnessy at the right elbow. Flips it out to Schmidt. Detweiler. Sandman. He'll fly a 3 and he'll cash it. The big man hitting his 2nd 3 of the entire season. He's 2 of 7 now. How incredible is that? Every time you can get your forward to hit a 3, it is a special moment. Lynn now down by 14 with 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Lynn at the top of the arc. With it, Hiljen. Back behind, Oldie at the timeline. He goes left. Quick fire pass to Turk. He drives it inside. Cuts it up right of Detweiler. Right hand hook to the basket. Misses. Rebounded by Liebarger. And a foul called on Lynn. Well, that should be Lynn's 5th foul. It is. So I will put Axel up to the beautiful charity stripe. Foul was called on Gabe Turk, his 3rd personal of the game. As I said, team's 5th. Up to the free throw line to be the benefactor of this is Joel Liebarger. He's got 7 points here in this first half with 4 rebounds. His first free throw here is bounced off the back heel. He's 30 of 51 at the charity stripe. Axel, after only being up 20-12, they have outscored Lynn 10-4. Joel Weibarger here, his second shot. See, straight through the netting. He goes 1-2 at the free throw line. He's now 3-4 in the game. 31-16, a 15-point lead for Axel, their largest here for Lynn. Three-pointer on the whip, the top arc, and that's nothing but cash money for Cash Dunkel. Well, it's in his name. Here's Logan Sandman. He drives it inside, looking for a quick response. Couldn't get it in. Salmon rebound down the floor. Lynn works with it quick. They could buy another bucket before the end of this first half. Dunkel on the left wing. 5 seconds to go. Inside. 1-on-1. He throws it off. It's missed. And that'll end our first half. 31-19. Axel over Lynn. A back and forth affair indeed. Can Axel separate in the second half or can Lynn continue the comeback? We'll see, but we'll be back for a halftime show. All here 19.1 games. Yay. 31-19. Axel over Lynn.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Double L Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Is your health a top priority this year? It's time to check in. The Sabetha Community Hospital invites you to our annual health fair, Saturday, April 4th, at the main event in Sabetha. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., join us for free health screenings, informational booths, and low-cost lab work. Plus, don't miss our great speakers, surgeon Dr. Samuel Bruna and social media favorite Trooper Ben. Your wellness matters. We'll see you there on April 4th.
Kansaland Radio.
Here at the half, 31-19. Axel, they had an 18-6 lead after the first quarter. Both teams put up 13 points in the second quarter. But at one point, though, in that quarter, Axel was being outscored 6-2 in the first 4 minutes. But then Axel would then kick it in the high gear in those final 4 minutes. Most specifically, Logan Sandman, who, well, let me tell you, is scratching off his big man's bingo card. He's already got a dunk and a three. He's looking for a double-double. He's already got 17 points. He's only 6 rebounds away, so he's already about to say bingo because he's had a phenomenal night here as he's 6'6", junior forward. That's what's even scarier. He's only a junior, folks, so he's coming back next year to haunt the entirety of the Twin Valley League, but he's also got a block as well. So phenomenal game so far from Logan Sandman. For Axel, you're just kind of waiting for some other players here to step up. Joe Leibarger, though, he had a great first half there for Axel with 8 points, 4 rebounds, a steal. Wyatt Detweiler contributed with a three. Colin Shaughnessy had 3 points, a rebound, a steal. And that's what was kind of surprising. Shaughnessy, you know, he hasn't really quite joined the party yet. And usually he's the one who's the highest scoring machine, the star of the show, with everyone else to the assist. Shaughnessy averages 22.3 points a game, 512 points coming into the night. And really the only thing you got to say is, well, there's a reason why he's averaging 22 points a game. He may not get it in the first half, but he's going to try to get that in the second half. And I think Shaughnessy in the back of his mind knows, he's like, okay, my guys, they're rocking and rolling this game, but I got to join the party. I got to join the band. And Shaughnessy, he's still doing a lot of great work. Even if he's not scoring, he's getting steals. He's feeding the ball to Sandman. I mean, that's what people usually sometimes overlook is Shaughnessy's 1-2 punch combo with Sandman, his ability to dribble and drive, get Sandman open on that opposite block or somewhere inside that paint area to dish it to him. And Sandman just does the rest of the work. I mean, Shaughnessy, he's got over 80 assists this year. So, I mean, he's a top player. He's a top player for a reason. A lot of his assists. I give another to his pal, Logan Sandman, the Mountain, who, again, had a dunk in the first half and a tray. Is just his second tray of the season. So it's been a great night for Logan Sandman, just looking for some more point production for Axel in some other areas. But for the most part, as long as they continue to keep their foot on the gas, this will be a very efficient second half for them. The thing is here for Lynn. Lynn got on a slow start. They were down 14-2. It's 2:54 to go in the opening quarter. Then they would wind up outscoring Axel 10-6. The next 16 points, making about a 20-12 game. But then things would kind of start getting separated again. But Lynn, Salmon with 3 points in the half, gave Turk with four. Cash Dunkel, though, he's hit 2 threes for Lynn. They're 2 of 7 outside the arc. They're going to need him to continue to shoot efficiently as just the sophomore guard. And also, you add in Grayson Oldie, who's got 4 points on the hat, and Alex Marino, who came off the bench just for a minute minute. But in that minute, he got a bucket as well. So for Lynn, you want to continue to take those pauses of that second quarter, because that second quarter was phenomenal there on the part of Lynn. I mean, ended 13-13. The final 4 minutes probably was not what Lynn wanted. But for the most part, the defense strengthened up. You saw a lot of highlights there in the fast break to be able to penetrate down low against Lynn or against Axel. And that's exactly the recipe that Lynn's going to try to replicate here in the second half. Be quick down the court, but don't be too quick where you speed yourselves up and turn the ball over. On their side, continue to lock up that interior and not let Logan Sandman, well, be Logan Sandman. He's still trying to scratch off the bingo card as he continues his phenomenal night with 17 points, already 4 rebounds, a tray, and a block. All right, we're going to step aside here for 2 minutes. We'll get ready for second half action. Again, on 92.1 KMZA, it's the Lynn Bulldogs taking on Axel, a sub-state championship here in Class 1A Division 2, 31-19, Axel over Lynn.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. and with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half action starts here at 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brendan Profit, Kurt Gilman back in studio. Winner of tonight's matchup goes to state. It's Lynn against Axel. Here in the boys' class 1 Division 2 sub-state championship, Axel 31, Lynn 19. Lynn here carrying out in the second half. Zach Hiltgen on the inbound to start off with Lynn, throwing into Grayson Oldie. Also on the floor here, Dylan Oldie, Noah Salmon, and Gabe Turk. For Lynn here, they have the ball. Salmon on the right wing. He looks to his left, and it's taken away by Sandman to begin this half. Sandman with a steal, his first of the game, but it's taken right back by Lynn, and then it's turned right back over with a travel on Dylan Oldie. So both teams exchange turnovers to begin this second half. Axel has it with Colin Shaughnessy. Sandman, Zettweiler, Joel Weibarger, and Landon Schmitz all in here to begin this second half. Left elbow. Sandman throws it to Zettweiler, and he cashes in the threes. Zettweiler, his second tray of the contest. Netting's messed up. They got to fix that real quick. But Zettweiler, 22 threes on the season. Axel now 4 of 7 outside the arc here in this game. They have a 15-point lead again, tied for their largest over Lynn. Lynn at half court with the ball. Grayson Oldie looks to his right, throws it that way to Hiltgen, working one-on-one against Sandman, or Schmidt, excuse me, worked around the three-point line now. Oldie, kick called on Axel, and Lynn will throw it in from the far boundary. Excuse me, baseline is where they'll move it to. 7:21 to go in this third quarter. Baseline set here for Lynn. On the toss in is Turk. He passes it in to Salmon.
Be right back.
He goes in for two on a fadeaway shot, a foot in front of the charity stripe. Lynn now down by 13 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Axel handles it. Shaughnessy on the right low wing. He passes left. Sandman pump fakes, drives inside, straight to the basket. What a drive for Logan Sandman. Makes his own lane. Now 19 points on the contest for the Mountain. Down the floor, Grayson Oldie at half court. He looks to his right. Bounce passes to Dylan Oldie. He looks left. He goes quick to Salmon. Cuts it to his right on the elbow. Hands it out. Mohan pass. Hiltgen, short corner floater. Fouled by Axel. And will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Again, that's Zach Hiltgen, the 6'3" senior guard. He's yet to take a three at this game, which is surprising considering he's 65 of 203 this year.
I'm back.
Shooting 33% from outside the three-point line. Hiltgen, his first free throw, goes through the netting. Hiltgen from the line this season is 35 of 52. A touch over 65% from the line this year. His second one has a little backspin to it, and it goes through nicely. Hiltgen, 2-for-2 at the line. Best points of the line so far here tonight for Lynn. Lynn down the fourth. They get a steal by Dylan Oldie. His first steal of the game. And Malone returning forward from last year. Down the floor now. Gabe Turk. He looks to his left. He's working one-on-one against Wyatt Zettweiler. Passes right against the pressure to Oldie. High out, right seam. He'll go back left to Thalman. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. 13-point lead for Axel over Lynn. Left wing, pass to the right side. Oldie, he looks left, zips it that way. Pump fake, Hiltgen cuts it inside. Right hand, layup, and couldn't finish. Rebound by Schmidt, down the floor. Bounce pass left side. Shaughnessy, pump fake, steps in, looks out. He finds Detweiler. Detweiler skips it opposite side, but it's taken away in the traffic lane by Zach Hiltgen. His first steal of the game. 13-point lead here still for Axel. 36-23. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Holding. Far wing. He goes behind him. A three-pointer. Up, missed by Hiltgen. Rebound underneath by Detweiler. Down the floor. Axel passes it out of bounds. Axel turns it over. Second time here in the third quarter. 5:28 to go. 36-23. Axel Silver-Lynn down the floor. Oldie on the fast break. Left wing, now deep corner. Oldie back right. Hiltzer on the wing. Return to the top of the arc to Oldie. To the right, Thalman. He zips it left to Hiltzer. Drives to the key. Kicks out. Thalman inside. One step drop and misses the floater from the right elbow. Rebound by Shaughnessy. Down the floor. Detweiler on the left corner. Curls up to his right. Long bounce pass to Shaughnessy. Schmidt, Leibarger. Looks back left. Detweiler, Shaughnessy. Cut inside. Flips it back out. Sandman, another tray attempt. And it's missed off the left side of the basket. And rebounded by Gabe Turk. Big man's attempted his most threes of the season in the game. And a lunge to half court is going to get a travel on Gabe Turk. Accidentally lost his footing. Got to pull up some gymnastic moves. If I attempted that, I probably would have pulled an ACL. 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. 36-23. Axel over Lynn. Detweiler at half court. He's looking to his left. Eyes to the right. He'll bounce past it that way to Schmidt. Return to the top of the arc. Now work back to Detweiler. Left side. Sandman to the top. Back left, Schmidt. Return to right. Pump fake, Leibarger, left elbow, low left wing. Detweiler, a tray, it's good for three. Detweiler, three threes on the game. Axel, now in this contest, 5 of 8 outside the arc. Drive into the left lane, and an easy, funny miss from Grayson Oldie. It looks like he was going to go in for a moment. Sandman clears the board. He's got on the left elbow, bounce pass underneath to Schmidt. Who is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. 39-23. Axel, their largest lead now over Lynn, 16 points. Less than 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Schmidt up to the free throw line, looking to get his first points of this game. He averages 7.1 points a game this season, 3.3 rebounds a game. His first free throw is bounced in. Takes a couple of hobbles. Finds its way through the netting. Substitution on the floor. Clayton Hyde, the 5'10 junior letter winner, steps in for Axel. Schmidt's looking to finish this nicely 2-for-2 at the line. Largest lead now here for Axel as the second free throw is missed. But Axel's still the largest lead. Up by 17, 40-23 over Lynn. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Rebound was by Turk. Here, three from left side. Hiltzer, Kansas. His 66-3 of the season. Finally finds it home. Now to respond, Colin Shaughnessy with a tray. He gets his 66-3 of the season here as well. Look at that. Both hitting their 66-3 of the year. On the right seam, Hiltzer looks left. Oldie, now back left Oldie. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. 43-26, Axel over Lynn. Throwing it high inside, finding Turk, who goes over the top of Heinen for two. Turk, 6 points, 3 boards on the game now. Axel looking for a response. Shaughnessy flies a three. 3 foot off the arc, he misses. Easy rebound for Thalman. Down the floor, Oldie. A timeout called by head coach Bennett Bardill. His third timeout of the game, only two remaining. Axel with 5. Our score, 43-28, Axel over Lynn with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. We're back to Site 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. 43-28, Axel Oberlin near a lead by 15 points. Our largest lead was 17 just a minute ago. Lynn, they've hit three threes on this game. Axel, they've came through with six total threes. Lynn has the top of the arc, pump fake, drive inside, kick out the right wing. Here's a tray loaded by Oldie, missed, and fighting for the rebound at half court, picking it up is Leibarger. Down the floor, Heinen, he loses off his fingertips, and it's a turnover for Axel. 2:40 to go in the third quarter, 43-28. Lynn over Axel. Or Axel over Lynn, excuse me here. Lynn, they have lost 10 straight games against Axel, dating back to 2020, which was their last victory. 42-41, Lynn lost earlier this season, 69-36. In the last 3 years, Lynn has had their season end twice to Axel in a semifinal matchup, including last year's 65-41. Lynn has it at the top of the arc here. Hiljan dips it to his left. Here's a deep three. It's inside and out of the basket, but a foul is called on Axel. That was Stunkel who let that three rip. I think that got a shot foul. Well, they might change it here to a foul on the floor, and they do. So they call the foul on the floor. That was almost an incredible swish by Cash Stunkel that went inside the basket, rolled around, and sped out. Substitution on the floor for Axel. It's Leibarger who comes in. Foul was on Landon Schmidt. He just picked up his third personal, so he'll come off the bench most likely for the remainder of this third quarter. And now both officials have to talk here at half court, but it's a quick meeting. 2:18 to go in the third quarter, 43-28. Axel over Lynn. Lynn runs a box set. Right front of the glass to throw it in is Hiljan. He goes right to the corner. Works up to the wing. Now the top of the arc. Right wing Hiljan spins around to the seam. Kicks it inside. Short corner. Now the block. Here for Turk. Bounce passes it to the elbow. Works around the three-point line. Oldie. Inside drive from Grayson. Kicked out and taken away by Wyatt Detweiler. Fifth steal of the game for Axel. They work it down the floor and get called on a double dribble. So Axel will gift it back over. Lynn, over 10 turnovers on the game. Axel with 9. 1:55 to go in the third quarter, 43-28. Axel still here over Lynn. Lynn working against the man-to-man, 10-on-10 right now. Oldie on Heinen. Works right to Thalman. Passes left, quick pass. Hiljan, back left, Stunkel, inside look. One step, dribble inside, and a Thalman field goal. Nicely stirred in the paint for Noah Thalman, the only four-year returning starter, getting his seventh point up of the game. Axel, left wing, shot at the intended on the pass, but taken away by Oldie. Down the floor, cleans the glass with two. Oldie, 6 points now on the game. He averages nearly 10 points a game. He's got 244 points on the season. Chauncey spins on the right elbow, kicks back out, setting a feet, firing a three is Detweiler. It's off the rim, and clearing the glass is Salmon. They're going to get a foul on Axel. A lot of pushing and the shoving. With 62 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's 43-32. Back to an 11-point game for Lynn. And the foul against Axel is Joe Leibarger's, his second personal, team's third. And Landon Schmitz will come back in here for Axel. Who's got 3 fouls. Lynn down the floor. They work it. Nearly taken away by Sandman, but they get it in underneath to Stunkel, who's in the paint for 2. Stunkel now 8 points on the game. You can hear the Lynn faithful behind me getting excited. There's Leibarger on a short iron 3. Detweiler makes the pickup, though, for the offense. Axel looks at short corner. Back to the top of the arc. Here sets up an easy swish for Schmitz on an island. Eagles, their 7-3 the game, coming off an offensive rebound. They average nearly 14 offensive rebounds a game. And right after I say that, here's a turnover on Lynn. They step out of bounds. 12 turnovers now in the game for the Bulldogs. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. 46-34. Axel over Lynn. Substitutions hit the floor for Lynn. Dalton Emke comes in Alex Marino also steps in here as well as Brigham Hansen refines it out as the third one to come in here for Flynn. And coming in, not able to do much as Axel gets Sandman up to the charity stripe immediately with a foul. Sandman had an impressive first half of 17 points. He's been a little bit here on the quiet side in quarter number three with only 2 points. But if he makes just one of these free throws, it'll put him at 20. Definitely will go down as one of his most impressive games of the season. Coming to a massively important sub-state championship game as well. To return here for Lynn, Grayson Oldie, and Zach Hiltgen. And now Sandman here up and rattles it in. Dude, that was the and one. So that completed a 3-point play. Here's a far corner three. It's over the top of the rim. And Lynn will give it up to Axel with 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 49-34, Axel over Lynn by 15 points. They had a 13-point coming out of the first quarter and coming in here to the third. Substitution here for Lynn. They had 6, actually out on the floor. They made the correction. Now they have just 5 again. Axel works down the floor here. Detweiler past the timeline. Right foot here skips the Sandman. Works inside. The ball is blocked by Salmon. What a defense by the 6'5 senior. Down the floor, not able to do anything with it. Emke holds it. And Lynn will go into the fourth quarter down 49-34 to Axel. We're back at site 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen. As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
1 quarter to go in this Class 1A Division 2 Substate Championship game here on 92.1 KMZA Boys matchup 49-34. Axel over Lynn. Axel starts with the ball here. Begin this fourth quarter, and they will give it up immediately. Schmidt throws the ball out of bounds intended for Shaughnessy. Throwing it in, Lynn, Zach Hiltgen still facing this full court pressure, by the way, by Axel. They have not let up this entire game. They know they've got to keep this pressure on with a 15-point lean. Lynn down the floor. They turn it over with Sandman picking up his second steal of the contest. Down the floor. Sandman inside. Left block. He finishes for 2. Stealing out to the rim. Sandman, 24 points on the game. Oldie down the floor. Past the timeline. Bounce pass down for a corner. Working in. Floater from the block. Foul will go up and shoot 2. Is Salmon. Lynn facing a 17-point deficit, their largest of the game. This is a team that has really turned their program around here under head coach Bennett Bardill. Looking to make this comeback and trying to get to the state tournament the first time in 41 years. But Axel looking to go back for a second consecutive year and try to return the favor as another banner. All right, now they're trying to clean up something on the floor here. Dylan Oldie trying to do the Lord's work under the basket, trying to get the mark off. So 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter, 51-34. Axel over Lynn. We're praying for free throw, 2 free throw attempts from Noah Thalman. Here on the floor in this eighth quarter, fourth quarter here for Axel is Logan Sandman, Wyatt Detweiler, Lyman Schmidt, Joe Weibarger, and Colin Shaughnessy. Here at the free throw line for Lynn is Noah Thalman looking to block out in the midst of the high and low post is Grayson Oldie. And Dylan Oldie, as his first free throw is off left of the rim. At half court here for Lynn, preparing on the back end of things, is Zach Hiltgen and Gabe Turk. Second free throw up for Salmon as he slices that one. He goes 1-for-2 at the line. Now only down by 16, Lynn. But Axel controls it. The lead and the possession. Leibugger, Shaughnessy on the far short corner. He takes one dribble inside, floats to the basket, and it falls in. Shaughnessy now 8 points on the game. Still 14 points away from his points per game average. Shaughnessy, wow, what a steal at half court, too. That's Sandman. Dishes it to Schmidt. And what a workaround on a lateral. Deadwater finish for two. So a steal at half court by Sandman. He throws it in bounds after nearly knocking it out of bounds to Schmidt. Schmidt immediately pinballs it to his left. And Leibarger's got the finish at the end. What a phenomenal play. That was the finish at the end. What a phenomenal play there by Axel. 30-second timeout called here on the floor. We're back in 30. 55-35. Axel over Lynn with 66 to go in the fourth quarter.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
6:56 to go here, 92.1 KMZA in this game. Substate Championship boys matchup, Class 1A Division 2, 55-35. Warriors lead for Axel to Lynn, 20 points. Winner will go on to state. There's also a matchup after this. It's Blue Valley and Hanover. No coverage for the matchup, but we'll have it, the result on the MSC Sports that website. Our website. Down the floor, Lynn works with the ball. Oldie has it. At half court, he goes left to Salmon. On the left seam. Works it back right to Stunkel. At the top of the key, left. Here's a one-step, sidestep by Hiltgen, and he is fouled. Stunkel, or Hiltgen, excuse me, he will go up and shoot three at the charity stripe. Foul was on Wyatt Zettweiler, his third personal of the game. Team's second foul this fourth quarter here at the charity stripe. Three free throws loaded up for Hiltgen. His first one is drained. He is 3-for-3 here at the line this game so far. 37-54 on the year. His second one this go around is up and through the netting. Looking to go 5-for-5 here on the game. Already 2-for-2 here at this go around. Looking to go 3-for-3. His third attempt though is off the back heel, but he's got his own rebound. And then he retrieves, takes a three, misses underneath. It's rebound by Stunkel. Returned to the outside. Back around the three-point line. Stunkel to his left. Turk dribbles to his left inside. And it will be turned over by Sandman with the steal. His fourth steal of the game. Down the floor, Schmidt, Detweiler, pump fakes, drives, left block. Tries to use the glass. Couldn't get it to go in. But underneath, a reversal on the right hand by Sandman. Sandman, 9 points here in the second half, 17 the first half, 26 on the game. He's got 263 points on the season. Sandman also the and one here loaded up, just like last time, but this time it goes off to the right and misses. Rebound down the floor, Lim, Stunkel, far corner, drive inside, spin around by Hiltgen, and a foul called. Coming in for Axel, Bill Leibarger steps in for Logan Sandman, giving him the 5th-6 junior a short center break here. Vertical line set for Lynn as they throw it in. As everyone disperses, it's thrown in to Turk at the top of the arc. He goes to his right hand out to Oldie. Oldie looks right. Heavy breath, passes it that way. Now on the right block, return to the outside. Turk spins, drives the right seam, and he is denied by Bill Leibarger. Down the floor, Axel works with it. Leibarger Underhand right hand layup misses. Oldie rebounds. Pass the timeline. 5:30 on the fourth quarter. 20-point lead for Axe over Lynn. 57-37. Right hand cut. Work to the right corner. Oldie taking a step in to the right of Detweiler. Those fancy moves resulting too. Grayson Oldie now 8 points on the game and stealing 2 boards. But here's Axel, an even swifter response from Colin Shaughnessy. A baseline drive. Back to a 20-point contest. Axel, they're saying anything you can do, I can do better. They're making sure they keep this 20-point lead here with 5 minutes left to go in this game. From the near short corner, flipped around opposite side, now to the deep corner. Three is up by Turk and missed. Down the floor, Shaughnessy with the rebound. Top of the aisle, he goes to the right side, and Schmidt tries to pick it up off the floor. And they get a foul called on Lynn. A pushing foul, second team foul against the Bulldogs. Gabe Turk, his fourth personal. 12 teams, 2 fouls in this fourth quarter. 4:43 to go. Axel, all timeouts remaining. Lynn with 2. 20-point lead for Lynn over Axel. Logan Sandman comes back in. Box set for Axel. Throwing it in will be Landon Schmitz. He'll be just left of assistant coach James Shaughnessy on the inbound play from the Axel bench. Schmitz looks in front. Bounce passes to Liebarger. He works quickly to his left. Throws it to Detweiler. High out. Left wing. Goes right. Steal by Oldie. Half court. Down the floor. The bunny is good for 2. The steal and deal by Grayson Oldie. It's an 18-point game now with 4:25 to go. Axel still ahead. Detweiler works quick inside. Kicks up to the top of the key. Sandman drives. Left aisle. And down for 2. Sandman getting himself fed. He's got 11 points in the second half here. 28 points on the game. Lynn looking for a response. Three-pointer loaded up. Right wing. Missed by Hilgen. At the very end, ball knocked out of bounds by Axel. So Lynn will get another try here. Lynn's only cashed in 3 threes on this game. Well, Axel, they have hit 4 threes in this second half. They had 3 threes in the first half. 7 threes on the game. And here, as soon as the inbound is in, the foulman, he travels in the left elbow. Turnover for the Lynn Bulldogs. 4 of 15 turnovers on this game. Under now 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 20-point contest. Axel over Lynn. 61-41. Axel underneath the basket with Bill Liebarger right side. He is fouled. Basket counts. He goes in for 2. We'll have a chance at a 3-point play this season. Bill Liebarger, 5.6 points per game, 3.4 boards per game, 136 points score on the season. He is 12 of 26 at the charity stripe. Axel as a team shoots 63.8%. Here's the free throw on the way and drained. Now it's a 23-point game, largest of the day here for Axel over Lynn. Axel, they beat Lynn early in the season, 69-36. Down the floor, rebound by Liebarger. Axel has it again. High out, right wing, Shaughnessy, pump fake, drives inside, has to recover on the left wing. Returns it up top, now right to Detweiler. 3:26 to go in the fourth quarter. 23-point lead for Axel over Lynn. Sandman under the basket, he gets the ball swatted away out of bounds, and Axel resets. Axel, 24-1 this season, their same win total overall as last year. Their drain in state was impressive indeed. Central Christian 66-44, Dyton 57-51, and Cunningham 57-39. Here, Lynn getting a turnover, then giving it right back to Axel. Sandman, Shaughnessy, Trey in for 3. Sandman, his 5th steal of the game. Shaughnessy, his 2nd 3, and his 13th point. He's starting to work back up there. He's got 10 points here in the second half. Foul call on Axel. 3rd foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Both teams now with 3 team fouls. Just 1 more to give, which is 3 minutes to go. 67-41. Axel up by 26 over Lynn. And it looks like they're trying to get something fixed here at half court. They had a, looks like another mark at half court they had to clean up. Also, the bands under the kneecaps of Gabe Turk, he had to take both of those off. They were getting loose. So with both those now getting corrected here, Lynn will throw it in. Inbound play with 3 minutes to go. Down by 26 to Axel. Throwing it over the top. Picking it up is Oldie. Axel, of course, the state championship of last year, Class 1 Division 2. Underneath, foul drawn on Axel. Great work by Hilton drawing the foul. Fourth foul by Axel of the quarter. That'll come on Colin Shaughnessy, his fourth personal. If you're Lynn, you'd love to get him out of the game, but he will actually come off to the bench. Axel will put him in the reserve here for possibly the final moment to go. Lynn taking a three from the corner, and it's off and missed. Best thing about taking Shaughnessy out here is if you don't need him, you don't have to put him back in, and then you can save your point guard from any potential fluke thing that may happen in the final 3 minutes of this game. Another foul against Axel here. That will be quickly on Joe Weibarger from that inbound. And also up Gabe Turk here at this charity stripe. His first free throw is here at Silk. Last time Turk came up to the line, he went 0 of 2. He is 48 of 99 on the season. So this is now his 100th attempt of the year, and he hits it. He goes 2 for 2 this time up. Flips the page from his last time. But still a 24-point deficit for Lynn to Axel with 2:39 to go. Bill Weibarger, left block. He gets the two. While Sandman, Schmidt, snags the assist. Lynn down the floor. Three-pointer. Blown and good for Cash Dunkel. His third three in the game. His name is Cash for a reason. He is only dropped dimes in the piggy bank. Here, Lynn getting the ball back. Steal by Oldie. Down the floor with his third takeaway of the game. And he will lose it out of bounds on the baseline and give it right back to Axel. A 23-point lead for Axel over Lynn, 69-46. 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter. And for the first time, Axel brings in Lucas Talbot, the 6-foot senior. As he steps here into the contest. Talbot, Detweiler, Schmidt, Sandman, and Joe Weibarger, all the ones that finish out this game here for Axel. His final 2 minutes here. Bearing any more substitutions. Ball knocked out of bounds. Axel will put it back in from the far boundary near their own bench. It's Schmidt. He looks to his right, passes it quickly into Detweiler. He has a wide open Sandman who, for a second, I thought he was going to dunk, but decided not to. He just put it in nicely, a foot from the basket. And now, an easy steal for Leibler. He comes crashing down the board and draws a foul. There's a foul called on the floor. So Axel will take it out of bounds and throw it in. 1:47 to go in the fourth quarter. 71-46. Axel, a 25-point lead right now here over Lynn. Colin Shaughnessy, he comes in here for Joe Weibarger. And here fouling out of the game for Lynn is Gabe Turk as he gets a standing ovation here by the Lynn faithful as his senior season may just be coming to a close here in this sub-state championship game. Underneath the basket here with a nice little whirlwind. Colin Shaughnessy. Oh, a basketball came flying right at me. Shaughnessy now 12 points in the second half. 15 now on the game. And fouling out now is, no foul out here. There's just substitutions here on the floor. That might be the final time we see Shaughnessy here on the floor in this game, as well as Logan Sandman. Their nights conclude. I think Axel and both Lynn know the outcome of this game with 95 seconds to go with a large lead here of 27 points for Axel over Lynn. It looks like Axel will be looking to head back to another state tournament appearance here in 2026. They're closing the game out here with their bench lineup as here driving inside. Talbot squeezes in a reversal. Down the floor, Lynn. They also have put in their backup as Kate Hilton, the 5'7 freshman, cans the three. And this will be it. The stretch for Lynn continues. Now 42 straight years without a state tournament appearance. Well, Axel will head to the state tournament for another year and look to defend last year's perfect title, where they went 24-1 through the season and 10-0 through the TBL tournament, or TBL league. 3-0 through the tournament, though, last year. Lynn handles at the top of the arc. They drive right side. Marino kicks out far corner. Here's a three by the freshman again. Man, Kate Hilton. He only had 6 points coming into the day. He just doubled that in the sub-state championship game with two trays. He said, I'm going to end on a highlight here. Watch these reels, coach. Now here's a three to respond, or a long two by Abram Kostel. 28 seconds to go. Axel will lock up this sub-state championship. Only one more TVL boys team to be decided to move on. It's going to be Blue Valley and Hanover up next. We won't have the coverage, but the result will be on the MSUSports.net website later on today. 16 seconds to go, 77-52. Axel looking to run this one out, working it outside the three-point line. Axel also with this victory will be their most wins in a single season in program history. Last year they got it with 24. This year they get it with 25. Axel, 77-52. The win over the Lynn Bulldogs to go to state. And now it's up next for the girls tomorrow to get their part done. All right, we'll take a step aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We'll have our post-game show and play of the game segments coming up. Axel, 77. Lynn, 52. Axel, your sub-state Class 1A Division II champion here at Wakefield, Kansas on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to share your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back one final time here, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, Kurt Gilman back in studio. Our final here for the Class 1A Division II Sub-State Championship boys matchup down here played at Wakefield, Kansas. This is our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, the Axe Legals come out victorious in the Sub-State Championship game, 77-52 over the Lynn Bulldogs. They led 13 points coming out of the first quarter, 18-6. They have the same lead coming out of the first half, 31-19, as both teams scored 13 in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, Axe would outscore Lynn 18-15 and would even put the foot down in the fourth quarter as well to get to the 77-52 final score. Lynn was led by a couple of players here in this matchup. A big notable mention there is Cash Dunkel, who hit three threes on the game and finished with 11 points to help lead the team in scoring. For the Axel Eagles, a lot of great performances. Wyatt Deller with three trays, 11 points. Colin Shaughnessy got up with 15 points. Of course, Bill Leibarger contributed with five. Joe Leibarger, he had all his points in the first half with a mighty seven. That was mighty eight. That was all very helpful in that first half as Axel in the game finished with eight total threes and eight total steals. Axel here with their most impressive performance coming up from Logan Sandman, who, well, let's just say if you had a bingo card for the big man, he definitely got it. He had a dunk. He had 30 points. He had a three. They had five steals and a block, so he definitely had quite a night there as a 6'6" junior forward, 30 points, a tray, 17 points in the first half, got on with 13 points as well, tacked on in the second half, five rebounds, five steals, a block, and 30 points. Logan Sandman is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. Again, thank you all here for listening to our Sub-State Championship broadcast. As a reminder, we'll have Axel on tomorrow at 5 o'clock as they take on the Hanover Girls for the Sub-State Championship there on the girls' side. Again, the other team here to be decided for the boys' team is Blue Valley and Hanover coming up next. We'll have coverage for that as we're going to get you on a simulcast over to Brenton Tapman and 103.9 KNZA. But again, our final from here, from Wakefield, Kansas, the Sub-State Boys' Championship, Axel goes to state, 77-52 over Lynn. And thank you for everyone who's listening to this broadcast from Kirk Killen and from Crendon Prophet, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Thank you for listening.